The red glow in the eyes of the shadow ghouls faded suddenly to pink, and openings began to appear in their staggered gauntlet formation. Saba sprang into the first gap, holding her ignited lightsaber between her and the nearest ghoul, trying to reach the body to which it was attached by a long, writhing tail. The thing kept trying to slip around the blade's purple-white glow to slash at a head or a shoulder or hip. Saba advanced behind a whirling shield of blocks and slashes, cutting through a shadowy arm here, a leg there, even a neck or body. The pieces dropped away, withering into nothingness before they hit the floor, and the ghoul instantly grew a replacement. Still, the constant hacking was enough to keep the thing from touching Saba, and at last, she reached the body itself. She cut the tail free of the corpse's chest, at the same time kneeling down and reaching for its face. As quick as she was, the ghoul had already re-emerged from the corpse. It came diving in at her, sinking two shadowy hands into her thigh. Saba's entire leg went numb, then erupted in icy anguish as the thing's shadowy claws began to slide through her muscle. Saba used two fingers to close the corpse's eyes, then rose hissing and cursing and limped away. Olazan was at her side instantly, hitting the corpse with a blast from his flame gun and incinerating it. As he worked, Tahiri was already leaping past them to wave back the next shadow ghoul. They had tried incinerating the bodies from a distance before closing the eyes, but that had only complicated matters. The shadow ghouls had stayed attached to the scorched remains, and it was impossible to make them go away as long as the eye sockets were uncovered. Once Olazan had finished, his voice came over the reception bud in Saba's ear.
"You're getting quicker. And only one hit that time. You okay?"
Saba put her weight on her aching leg, and when the muscle merely clinched with cold agony and did not collapse, nodded.
"Yes, but this one is not growing quicker. They are growing slower. Keep going."
"You're sure, Master Sebatine?"
This from Stomper 2, also speaking over the comnet.
"I don't like the changes in their eyes, or how their formation has opened up. This feels like a trap."
The Void Jumper's caution was understandable. The pack had advanced only 15 meters, and already they were down to four hunters. A shadow ghoul had gotten inside Stomper 1's power armor and caused it to self-destruct, which was why Stomper 2 was now at the rear of the pack, carrying a badly dented EMP bomb. And no one was quite certain what had become of Braun, the wounded demolition man. A wave of terror had simply rolled through the force from his direction, and then a thermal detonator had gone off. But Saba suggested the change was a good sign. During their strategy meeting on Coruscant, the Jedi had realized it was possible to temporarily weaken at least one of Avaloth's avatars by killing another. Kill one, weaken the others. The theory was that Avaloth had only a single force presence shared by her avatars, so harming any of her avatars would make it easier to defeat all of them. Assuming the Shadow Ghouls were being animated by Avaloth, and Saba saw no other possibility, then they were growing weaker because Luke was succeeding in the Maw. And that made it even more important to succeed here, and to succeed quickly. It would do the galaxy no good to kill Avaloth in the Maw if she survived here. Tahiri dropped to a knee, reaching over to close a corpse's eyes, and a second ghoul drifted over, reaching for her from behind. Saba sprang to her defense, slashing off the thing's shadowy arms, then slipping in to drive it back with a flurry of lightsaber strikes and sweeps. As she fought, Saba sneaked a glance up the corridor. Between the flashing of their lightsabers and the fiery glow of Olazan's flame gun, her infrared vision was completely washed out, and it was impossible to tell how far they still had to go. But the eyes of the ghouls were still visible, and there were at least a dozen pairs glaring out of the darkness ahead. Too many, too long. Saba cut the next shadow ghoul down the center, then leapt through its coalescing body toward the body to which it was connected. She landed astride its chest, aching and chilled to the bone, and quickly closed its eyelids. Then popped a thermal grenade off her harness, armed the fuse, and rolled the corpse over on top of it.
"Grenade!"
she yelled, and leapt at the next set of glowing eyes.